Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Lone Tree business and computer teacher Jessica Howard about receiving the 2023 Iowa STEM Teacher Award.
Today, I'm proud to announce the Southeast Iowa STEM Teacher Award winner is Jessica Howard.
I'm here with Jessica Howard, the recipient of the 2023 Iowa STEM Award. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
So teachers, students knew about this for several weeks. This assembly was for you. At what point walking in here did you realize that that's what this was?
So I was standing at the top of the stairs talking to our amazing Renee Williams, who is our jack of all trades, to take care of us so well, about a million things that I am asking from her, and she's selflessly saying yes, and I walk down the stairs and I see my entire family sitting in the stands, which half of them are here with me, that I bring them to school with me every day, so that wasn't a surprise. But to see my significant other here, and he just miraculously got off of work in time, I wonder how that worked out, to be here is absolutely amazing. I was like, something's up, because this is weird.
So they finally call your name and it's official. What's going through your head?
Immediately just overwhelmed, emotional, so appreciative for people recognizing the hard work that I do, and then just knowing that the whole reason why I'm here is for our students and for our kids, and I wouldn't be able to be here without them.
I've spoken to you a few other times about the different clubs and groups that you sponsor, but never really about the teaching aspect of things.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration for becoming a teacher?
I worked at US Cellular for a really long time, and I really loved it there. It was a great place to teach me how to be a great human. And in doing so, I really realized my passion was about educating and inspiring, and realizing that if I give people the information, they can make the best decisions for themselves. And in doing so, I really realized that my calling was to be a teacher and try to educate as best I could and have others learn maybe from my mistakes or from anything that I can do to make the next generation and life better and leave a legacy and leave an impact.
So this assembly was about you, for you, but who are some of the people who you'd like to thank or shout out for receiving this award?
Absolutely. Bridget Mahoney, number one. She's literally, I say it all the time, but she's who I want to be when I grow up. She's a great adult. She's a great parent. She's a great mentor. She's a rock star in the agricultural world, and I've been so lucky that she drags me along with her and pushes me to get out of my comfort zone. She was our ag teacher here for my first 5 years that I was here, and she is just an amazing human, and she really pushes to get the best out of every single student and builds relationships, and that's exactly what I wanted to do. And so she was a great mentor. Tanya McCarty is absolutely amazing. She's our instructional coach, and she pushes me to be better every day. She's my other half when it comes to National Honor Society. She really comes up and finds ways to make all my crazy ideas work and to make sure that we get the best out of all of our kids. Mr. Kashaka, our principal this year, has been absolutely an inspiration. He is such a breath of fresh air. I'm just so thankful to him. And of course, I put in a lot of long hours. So to my significant other, Eugene Williams Jr., and to my kids who are always being dragged along to some event or being forced to participate in an event because I am there and they want to be doing what I'm doing. So I've been really lucky.
This event carries a $3,000 prize, with half of that going back to the classroom. Have you pondered or thought about what that could potentially go to yet?
I'm hoping. I was really lucky that our Perkins funding was able to get me a 3D printer a couple years ago. I have a poster printer in my room, maybe update some of my technology, definitely get some more technology in the hands of my kids, maybe add new and emerging trends that we wouldn't have access to before because we are such a small school, so that I can get some new products into their hands that they'll be ready to use in the workforce.
Great. Last question. Obviously, this award speaks volumes to what you've done as a teacher, but what would you hope that your students, either present or past, would say about you in your position?
I really hope that my students would just remember and say that what I did mattered. Teaching so many times is a thankless job, and I don't want to be thanked for it. And to get an award like this is so like awe-inspiring and feels a little bit surreal, just because I do what I do for my kids, and I just want to make sure that they're having the best future that they can and get them to be good taxpaying citizens and out in the world. And so hopefully they just remember that I was there for them, and that they matter, and that what they learn here in Lone Tree matters their whole lives.
That was Jessica Howard joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about receiving the 2023 Iowa STEM Teacher Award. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.